I'm Rona Tarrant. Indonesian security forces and emergency workers are continuing to search for survivors of a powerful earthquake on Lombok that killed at least 82 people. The death toll is expected to rise as houses and mosques were among the thousands of buildings destroyed Sunday evening. The quake was also felt on the neighbouring island of Bali, where tourists ran onto the street as the tremor struck. Chile's bishops have said they failed to listen, believe and respond to victims of clerical abuse. In a statement following a five-day meeting to discuss the clergy sexual abuse crisis, President of the Bishops' Conference, Bishop Santiago Silva, apologised to abuse survivors for the bishops' failure to react in time to issues of abuse. He outlined a series of steps the bishops would take as they released a set of national guidelines for responding to abuse allegations, which include collaborating with public officials in releasing information about the sexual abuse of minors. A US Court of Appeals in DC has ruled that the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority was within its rights to ban the Archdiocese of Washington's religious-themed advertisements. The authority's new guidelines in 2015 prohibited advertisements that promote or oppose any religion, religious practice or belief, and resulted in a Christmas advert from the Archdiocese being rejected. The Archdiocese said it was disappointed by the ruling and was reviewing its options. The newspaper of the Archdiocese of Detroit, the Michigan Catholic, will publish its last issue on August 24th. The Archdiocese announced that the 146-year-old paper would be replaced by an online-only news service called Detroit Catholic, and that it would also introduce what it called a multi-channel service early next year that will include mailed publications. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.